Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now I'm talking with a band called Reburied. They have a new album called Repulsive Nature on Translation Loss. And date us right now, and it'll let you know that this is not live. But I wanted to mention that we are all hanging out together, a bunch of gnarly, smelly dudes hanging out in a room together on Valentine's night. This is so romantic.
My ideal Valentine.
Absolutely. Talking metal, hanging out at a radio station, playing some gruesome, nasty music. Awesome. Well, okay, so before we jump into, you know, chatting about the record, chatting about the band, tell us what your name is and what you do in Reburied.
My name's Alex. I play the drums.
I'm Paul, and I guess I'm lead guitar, but Ed and I both.
No, I'm Ed. Play rhythm guitar.
Fight it out. Who's the main guitarist?
Paul does all the solos.
Okay. Okay.
I want it to be. I'm trying to make Ed do more
guitars,
more lead-y stuff.
And who are we missing?
We're missing Clayton, our bass player.
Okay.
And we're missing Chris, our vocalist.
Awesome. And Clayton also plays in a band called Un.
Yeah, I play with Un as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's off on a work adventure right now,
okay.
So he was not able to be here tonight. But yeah. Clayton plays bass in On, too.
I was listening to a podcast hosted by the singer F***ed Up, and he talks with other musicians about punk rock, about hardcore and stuff, and he was talking with Chris from the band Despise You, the power violence band.
We've actually, Un has played with
Despise because
You,
because he brought you guys up as one of his favorite bands.
Yeah, we played a grind, a fest out in Colorado Springs with them, like a few years before the pandemic happened and everything, that the Ostro brothers threw. It was awesome. Yeah. It was so cool with them. It was like Infest.
That's incredible.
Yeah, Despise
It's funny because they're the most fast band and you guys are the slowest band.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It made the night perfect.
Yeah.
It was pretty rad.
But yeah, he gave you guys a shout out. So I just wanted to mention that.
Very
So again, the record Repulsive Nature is out now. You can pick it up. I actually have it on compact disc, my preferred format, believe it or not. I think that death metal and CDs, I think that's like the thing, right? Like most, like death, believe it or not, I think most like, you know, it's it still does well. CDs still do well with metalheads. You know, a lot of, you know, like people aren't buying hip hop CDs, but metalheads buy CDs.
Very true. Very true.
I also like vinyl too and tapes, but what about you guys? What do you prefer? What's your preferred format for music?
Me, CDs as
CDs?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the only thing I can listen to in my car right now.
Yep.
So that's really where I listen to most of my music is driving. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What's in your car right now?
I would say I have some old Cannibal Corpse in the car right now. And then I have like Souls of Mischief for like Freestyle Fellowship or some weird old hip hop stuff going on. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And how about you, man?
I'd say vinyl.
Vinyl, yep.
Just because I like finding weird stuff. And I would say most of my vinyl collection is actually like jazz or like weird psych rock.
Cool.
I do like tapes though as well, because if you like go to a show and mm-hmm. like, oh, I don't want to drop like $30 on this band's records, I want to support them. Like,
yeah,
it's an easy sell.
I love vinyl.
I do have a nice little tape collection as well.
But it's so pricey, dude.
It is
yeah, very pricey these days.
Yeah.
Not my collection. I have just like, I go right to the bargain bin.
Okay. Nice.
I actually recently bought. My buddy was like moving, and he's like, "I got every Steely Dan record."
There you go,
$50, and I was like, "I'm on it."
Okay, nice.
I have kids, but I think that somehow does make me a dad.
Yeah,
a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah,
I saw some guy at a thrift store wearing a hat that said, "I'd rather be listening to Steely Dan." I was like, "All right,
it's good drummer,
good vibe." Yeah. And how about you, man?
I mean, I like collecting vinyl and stuff, but I probably listen to CDs the most.
Sure.
Yeah, like Alex, you know, like my band. My van is, I mostly drive my work van, and mm-hmm. It just has a CD player in it, so.
Nice, dude. So, with the album cover on this is brutal. The painting, it's gorgeous, but it's also nasty. So it's like, I believe a woman or a human being, it's called Repulsive Nature, and their face is just like torn apart. What was your vision with this? Were you like, yeah, man, this person just getting clawed?
Ryu Oka is the guy's name. He, who the artist of that, he just came up with some wild stuff.
Cool.
And we saw that. We were like, yeah, that's it. You know,
that's it. That's awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Cool. So I guess give me the origin of the band. How'd you guys, form? How'd you guys meet? Yeah. Let me know.
I mean, it kind of started with, I think Alex and Clayton were kind of wanting to do something a little bit quicker. And Clayton and I, we go back a long time, and he was like, I want to do a band together, and Alex and I want to do something fast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to do death metal. And then Matt, we were working with Matt, and he was like, I want to do like a death metal band. And we just kind of started jamming. It was supposed to be a side project, honestly, because Matt at the time was in Filth.
Yep, Filth is Eternal, yep.
And you were guys were in Un. It was just supposed to be a little side project and kind of just blew up from there.
So that's what happens when you put in a lot of time and you put out some sick music, then that becomes a main project, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially when like the pandemic hit and stuff, it was like, we were kind of just like, man, we just want to keep jamming, you know, mm-hmm. and we just jumped in the studio and just laid at it, you know.
So, that was actually when we picked up Paul, was during the pandemic. We were taking a little break from shows, and Matt was kind of, he was playing guitar and doing vocals, but he was kind of sick of doing double duty, and we were like, oh, well, you know, Alex and Clayton were like, we got this homie from a band that you guys were playing in, Beatings.
Yeah, we were playing in a very short-lived band called Beatings with Paul.
And, yeah.
That band kind of was fizzling about, and we were like, man, let's get this guy in, you know, get Matt on vocals, Paul join second guitars.
Yeah.
Kind of just worked out perfect.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Got very lucky with that.
That's cool, man. So you joined during the pandemic.
Yeah. And then we just played a ton, because pretty much as of now, like everyone except for Chris, we all work together, so we were able to.
What do you guys do?
We do AV stuff.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, like AV integration.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. At one point, like the whole band was all working for the same company.
AV, audio
video.
Set up audio video for the presentations.
We were walking through the studio. We were all like looking around at the cameras. Look at this.
Like commercial AV. Like we would come in and install all this fancy gear you have in here right now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Shout out to the AV guys.
Yeah. Advantage AV.
Yeah.
Feel like you guys are going to take over Airhead style. You guys are going to know how to disconnect all this studio equipment.
I've been trying to talk people into doing this.
Yeah.
Some high-vis merch.
So now you get, yep, exactly. So now that you know where the station is, I feel like I got to add extra security. But you guys don't even have to hire it, because I'm giving you guys the platform. So, you know,
I got to come up and check something real quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
See what's going on.
What was their the Lone Rangers? That was their band name?
Yeah.
The Lone Rangers. That's awesome.
How do you plural her?
Yeah, he's like, that's lone though. Like,
how is it plural?
So are you guys all from Seattle?
No, I'm from Los Angeles originally.
Okay.
I'm from Issaquah.
Okay.
Nice. I'm from Aberdeen, Ocean Shores, Aberdeen.
Okay.
And so is Clayton, right?
Clayton and I grew up together down in Ocean Shores.
Nice. Our current singer, Chris, he's from Boston.
I think he's from like Boston. I think he's all over the place.
He's lived all over. He lived in Oakland, lived everywhere. So, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys have a new vocalist. So, on this record that we're going to be hearing songs from was Matt.
Matt was, yeah.
So, he just bounced right after the record. He's like, I'm done, dude. This record's done. Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm just kidding.
No, it was no bad blood, nothing like that. It was just, you know, differences going a different way. He kind of wanted to do his own thing, go away with other stuff. And
I think he wanted to focus more on the Filth stuff. And,
Yeah, he had that Filth is Eternal going on, and he was pretty, you know, busy with that, too. So
for sure.
It was going to be a lot for him, so... Chris was just a homie of ours, and we were like, "Yeah, man, just let's try him out, see if it works." And
yeah,
it did right away, and we were literally months later. It was like we had shows booked and everything. We were just like, "Let's fly right into him, no problem." So,
So you guys wrote the bulk of this record during the pandemic, or was it written before?
No, it was during the pandemic.
During the pandemic,
almost everything. And then
maybe one of the songs, like a week or two before we went in the studio? Was that Planetary or something? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I can't think of the guy's name right now, but one of the guys from Cystic had like a competition or something where you have to like write a song all by yourself.
Normally
we all kind of come together, but that was a song, Planetary Obliteration, where I just kind of like did horrible drum machines and stuff like that and put it up, and everyone liked it, so we... ended up messing with it a little bit.
Like, we're going to put that on the record.
Yeah, it was like, okay, cool, we can sneak one more song in. Yeah.
That's awesome. I have noticed that you guys have gotten a lot of love on this record. It's got, you know, I saw it on like Metal Injection, saw it on these different, you know, big metal sites and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that kind of a trip?
It's always awesome seeing anybody give you a shout out. It's like, wow, like you're listening to this?
Yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Like, thank you.
That's cool.
That's super cool.
How'd you guys get linked up with Translation Lost? They're a pretty, you know, sizable label.
Yeah, Translation's pretty awesome, man. I've known Drew for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And Un actually has worked with them in the past everything. And
I was just talking with Mike from All Out War last week. And All Out War just put out their
record. They just did a bunch of their new stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. But when we were in the studio recording, Drew was kind of hitting us up, going like, yo, let me see what you got when you're done. And we sent it right over, and it was just like, he was like, yeah, dude, immediately, here we go. No brainer. So.
Awesome. Right on. Okay, well, I guess we should go into a couple songs from it. Let's let the music speak for itself, rather. Let's go into a couple songs here. We're going to go into, the record, again, is called Repulsive Nature. You can order it on vinyl, CD, probably on tape. Who knows? Is it on tape?
Yep. We have a couple tapes left.
Infinite Suffering.
If you got one, you're lucky.
Nice. Infinite Suffering, Remnants. Anyone want to say anything about these?
There are two of the songs on the album.
They're definitely musical songs.
We like to open our set with Infinite.
Yeah, we were opening it for a minute. Yeah, but both of those are on the
Smoldering too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, let's go into them. Infinite Suffering and Smoldering Remnants. You're listening to KISW, and here's Reburied. Turn it up.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A Smoldering Remnant, and before that, Infinite Suffering. Reburied is the name of the band, and they're a Seattle death metal band. The death metal scene worldwide is insane right now. Like, there is such a badass underground death metal. I mean, obviously there's the, you know, the big ones like the Immolations, the Cannibal Corpses, the Niles, the, you know, Amon Amarth is coming to town with Ghost, you know, at White River Amphitheater. Death metal is bigger than ever. Yeah. But then there's the, you know, just the like really, really badass underground death metal. And even just here in the Northwest, we got like Mortiferum, Oxygen Destroyer. We got, you know, so many sick bands, Cystic. We got Noroth. You know, every weekend it seems like there's another sick death metal. Yeah. In fact, I think it was like 2 weekends ago, there were four death metal shows going on at once.
When we had our record release that weekend, and it was like, wow, we're competing with like four shows, and every show, no matter where you looked, were packed.
So exactly.
Like, I think Endorphins Lost had.
I was at the Endorphins Lost show, and then you guys were playing down in Tacoma and Theories, and
there was that 3-day metal fest going on at Bar House. There was like, it was just like. But I looked at footage for everything. Everybody was killing it. Like,
yeah, everyone, and good vibes, and nobody's like facing off against each other. Yeah. It's just
the Northwest has some great stuff going on right now.
Yeah. Do you think that the pandemic kind of lit a fire?
It's possible.
Yeah, I think so, man.
I mean, it definitely, you're seeing a lot of bands that you didn't hear of before. You know, was it like Decaying Crypt and Degraved and all these bands that, you know, were kind of starting it out, and then boom, the pandemic hit. Now they're all like birthing out and coming around, you know. So
even with the fans, though, you know, like I'll bet, I don't know, 2018, you may not have seen a sick four band death metal fest going on all weekend and fans coming out for all of it. You know, I think people miss the shows.
Definitely.
I've been to a few like kind of punk and metal shows that have been all ages since the beginning, since the kind of when shows started opening up. It's kind of weird to say like end of pandemic. It's like, I don't know. Shows started opening up, right? So since shows started opening up, you know, I've been to a few all ages shows, and I think it's really awesome to see kids coming out. That is so rad. Like seeing like kids with like spiky mohawks and just thrashing around. Shows underneath the bridge.
Oh, yeah. We got to play one of those. That was awesome.
Hell yeah, man. That's where the like the next generation's gonna come. And I feel like there's such you know, bridging that gap is a beautiful thing. So
definitely.
And no pun intended there when I say bridge underneath the bridge. So let's talk death metal then, guys. You said you have a Cannibal Corpse, old school Cannibal Corpse CD in your car right now.
Yeah.
In your vehicle.
Yeah. Tomb of the Mutilated is always just on repeat.
So let's go around the room. Mount Rushmore of death metal.
Yeah.
Your four favorite death metal bands of all time.
Of all time. And that could be like...
And this is your person. It doesn't have to be like... You don't have to like, you know, be political and like, you know, choose the ones that like... you know, you don't have to, fit into any kind of, you know, rules here. It's just ones that mean the most to you.
and that could be even like current now, like current to Batman. I mean, Cannibal Corpse will always be one of my favorites. I mean, they're just, you can't mess with them. You know what I mean? Immolation.
Yeah.
I love some. We got to, getting to play with Immolation was so like awesome. A checklist.
Was that a Corazon?
Yeah, that was at Corazon. Nice. That was just like, boom, okay, bucket list thing. Yep. You know what I mean?
That guitarist, watching. What's his name?
And he's so nice, man. Right before the show, he's like, hey, boys, kill it up there. I'm like, get out of town. You know?
Yeah, watching him is a treat, dude. Oh, he's a
awesome.
Badass.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, man.
So we got Cannibal Corpse, Immolation. Two more.
Would you say something like a good? I'm trying
to come up with my own.
I'm trying to think of them all off the top of my head right now. They're all. I'm on the spot, so I don't.
Okay, that's cool. You can do two. You can just do two. That's fine. Your others are crumbled. They got destroyed by the first two bands.
I'm a big fan of Gorguts.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I just like all the. I like to. We have kind of a creepy interlude on our album, and I really like that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Big Alan Holdsworth fan. Any kind of like weird synthy guitar things.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say like Death.
Yeah.
Necrophagist.
Mm. Nice.
And then I don't know. I think I gotta throw in.
Could bring in some like Suffocation or something.
Yeah.
Just you gotta get a little of that in there.
I know. I wish we could have hopped on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Suffocation show, but unfortunately not. I don't know. I guess those are my three.
Through three. Okay. And how about you, man?
Man, I'd say, you know, some of my early influences were like Black Dahlia Murder and stuff. You
man,
know,
I'm excited to see them coming back with the Ryan, the guitarist, singing for on their
new work. Yeah, I've seen some videos of him, and he's not too shabby.
R.I.P. Trevor, man.
Yeah, but like, you know, when it comes to the old school stuff, I'm a big fan of Bolt Thrower and like Morbid Angel and stuff like that.
Of course, Morbid Angel. Why not? Yeah. Space Sound.
Morbid Angel. And like, Mortar Skulls
was like an awesome, weird one, almost in that obituary vein.
Totally.
You know, that like.
That new obituary is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's great. It's great.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
They're another one of those bands.
Incredible band. Incredible
band. Definitely.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with Obituary, man. Right on, man. Okay, so, you know, as far as. You know, what you guys are looking to do? Are you guys looking to do some touring this year? Are you guys kind of keeping it low-key, playing mostly locally? What are you guys planning on doing in 2023?
Yeah, we're actually some stuff brewing right now in May.
Awesome.
Right, we're going to be playing this year at Northwest Terror Fest.
That's right.
And right before that, we're going to be hitting the West Coast and some, doing a little bit of stuff that the homie Ryan
the Beard
actually
Pound.
Hooking that all up stuff for us, so... So yeah, sick. So we'll be heading up and down, like 15-day tour or something like that. Nothing crazy. And then brewing, getting the fingers going for Europe, man, soon. So
that's awesome.
I think next year will more likely make sense. But yeah, that kind of.
That's cool, man. So you guys are going to be doing that. I should have asked this before we even jumped into the interview, how unprofessional I am. Do you guys have any local shows coming up?
Yes.
Yeah. One.
Yeah, hell.
Yeah, we're Substation March 25th with the homies Hell.
Awesome.
From Portland, we'll be supporting them. That'll be awesome.
I think we're like the only non-Portland band on that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, March 25th at the Substation.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Great. And then then
Northwest Terrorfest.
The next show will be in Terrorfest, so.
Awesome.
And that's always, that's awesome.
Incredible.
Stoked to play there. That's
you guys played there last year with Un.
Un played there last year.
Yes,
yeah, and
exactly.
It's always one of those that's like, oh, man, they're such good people.
Yep.
It's like a family reunion.
That's one thing I love. And, you know, I had the Accused AD up here a few weeks back, and they were talking about how, you know, how they just got treated like royalty. Just like they were just so cool. They had Bud for them and beers and like they just like rolled out the red carpet for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that, you know. Like one night's a thrash night, the other night's a black metal night, the other night's like a doom metal, and they like mix it up and you know, on paper you're like, this, I don't know if this will work, but it works.
And
it's such a good vibe. And
I don't think we know like who we're opening, right? But Wormrot or Autopsy?
Can't go wrong either way, dude.
Would be very sick.
And just playing Numos and Barboza in general.
What a treat.
Like their sound is amazing there. It's like they kill it. Their sound guys know it's
I am very pumped to see Wormrot.
Dude. Oh, man.
I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Very much
I don't. Have they ever played United States? Have they ever played here?
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever played here.
Not that I can think remember. They've ever played here. But yeah, I would say probably because they've been around so long. But I do yeah. not.
They don't
I
get
don't know
to the States very often. So yeah.
I don't know.
That yeah. new record is super sick. So yeah. yeah. Awesome, guys. Okay, so a couple more questions for you guys to punish you all night long here on Valentine's Day. So we're obviously it's a Northwest focused show. What is your favorite or a couple of your favorites? Because I'm putting you on the spot again. But I did let you know that this one was coming. Favorite Northwest band or bands of all time?
Ed, why don't you start that?
Man,
Wounded Giant? Is it Wounded Giant?
Dude, for me, I'm from Aberdeen. Yeah, I'm from Ocean Shores. I went to high school in Aberdeen. Yep. I grew up going to high school with like teachers that taught Kurt Cobain and yep. stuff.
Nirvana, it says come as you are right as you enter your
yeah,
town.
Yeah, Nirvana was one of my early like influences into kind of heavier music. My parents were pretty old. I grew up listening to like Elvis and stuff. So like when I found Nirvana and I found they were from Aberdeen and stuff, that was kind of my like introduction into like more extreme music.
That's
stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Great band.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason they got so popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you, man?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to say when I was like 13, I first started playing guitar. Definitely, without a doubt, like Nirvana was my favorite band at the time. I also remember buying actually, Incesticide was like
dude,
one of my favorite album.
In Utero was my favorite, man. I love that album.
When I was a kid, my favorite was Unplugged in New York, to be completely honest.
That was one of my parents.
That was a great album.
I got
kind of
burnt out on that one, too. But then I bought like Gloopy Porch Treatments by Melvins. And I was like, oh, this can be.
This is where they got influenced from.
Yeah.
I think they were a band probably before Nirvana, right?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Oh, Nirvana was influenced by Nirvana.
Melvins were also local Grace Harbor heroes.
Also, shout out to Metal Church, also from Aberdeen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Metal Church. Yeah.
Old school, dude. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And how about you, man?
I gotta say Sir Mix-a-Lot, man.
Okay, right on.
Mix just nice. Always killing it. Yeah, they came. He came through. They coined, I forget the day, but it was Sir Mix-a-Lot Day.
Yeah.
From El Corazon, the mayor came out and everything, mm-hmm. and they handed cheeseburgers.
Dow Constantine
to
was there, I think.
It was killer. Yeah. Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, nice dude. Yeah, he lives in like the Auburn area. Mm-hmm. And I grew up down in Kent, and my friends would go trick-or-treating at his house, and he would give out king-size candy bars.
Nice.
Awesome.
Like, that's the house you want to hit.
That's
the one
awesome.
That gives out
we're going
some
there.
Exactly.
Change
absolutely.
Your costume and go back again.
He was just trying to give people those big butts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
So feed your moms.
All right. The last question that I did prepare. What's the first album you ever purchased on your own with your own money, whether it was CD, tape, vinyl, whatever? I'm imagining it's probably CD. Let's start with you.
Mine actually was a cassette tape.
Awesome.
And it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street.
Nice, dude. Yeah.
I'm a huge horror nerd, so
yeah.
Hearing Freddy Krueger mixed in
that's
mixed
so
in
cool.
there.
Yeah.
Rapping along with DJ Jazzy. Oh, it was too cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty embarrassing, but
let's go.
I think it was All the Pain Money Can Buy by Fastball.
Okay.
And I think that band and like the Spin Doctors were like my favorite band, but I don't know.
There's a pretty tight snare on that Two Princes song by Spin Doctors.
Oh, yeah. That snare, or that fill in the beginning, it's
so good.
Still very good.
Man, I'm honestly, the only thing I can remember was maybe the first album I bought with my own money was that like Monster Magnet like Power Trip album.
Praise Lord,
yeah. That was the first album I ever spent my own money on. Yeah,
Monster Man.
My brother was super into him, and I think I went and bought it on my own.
Shout out Dave Windorf.
Yeah.
Monster Magnet. Yeah. You know what's funny is like that's the first time I ever heard Monster Magnet was like watching MTV and seeing that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that like they had a storied history of like killer records. Like there's previous stuff, but stuff before that is like so good.
Dude, like Super Judge is a great album.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Power Trip's good, but the other stuff before that is just chef's kiss.
Once I got more into them, I realized like Power Trip was more of their mainstream album.
totally. But good band. Yeah. Man, I wish I was as cool as you with the first album being Monster Magnet.
I think that's what it was, man. Yeah. I just can't remember anything before that.
So we mix some Fastball, some Monster Magnet, some Sir Mix-a-Lot, yeah, and you get reburied.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys again, March 25th?
March 25th.
March 25th.
We'll be at Substation.
Substation?
Yep. Playing okay. With Hell.
Playing in hell. Playing with hell. In hell.
In hell.
In hell. And then, of course, Northwest Terror Fest.
Yep.
So what's the best way to support you guys if someone's, you know, can't really go to shows, they got a night job or they got kids to take care of, you know, whatever it may be. If they can't come to the shows but they still dig your band, what's the best way to support you guys and pick up your music?
Either Bandcamp. We always got random goodies going on there.
And, awesome.
You know, if you want the vinyl record, hit up Translation Lost. They cool. They have a plethora of those.
All right, dude.
Yeah, and yeah, we're on like all streaming platforms.
Yeah, all the platforms you could listen to stuff. So
cool.
And even just reaching out to us on social media, yeah, it's always nice hearing like like people talking good stuff.
Yes. Some
dudes like hit us up like
gas them up.
Send a tape to Switzerland or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
we try to make those dreams.
I'm pretty sure we lost money on it, but it was so cool just seeing someone from like Switzerland want our tapes, you know.
That's amazing.
That just feels good.
Bug us enough, it might happen.
You guys got any shout outs? You want to shout out anyone?
Chris, shout out El Corazon.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And Advantage AV.
Yeah.
Since we all work there.
Yeah. Chris and Clayton.
Shout out to Chris and Clayton.
Chris and Clayton. Oh, man, yeah.
Wish you could be here.
Yeah. They couldn't be here, unfortunately, but.
Translation Loss.
Translation Loss. Yeah. Drew, we love
Inferno
you.
Inferno Screen Printing.
Inferno Screen Printing. Very cool cat shirt I got right now.
It's a cool, cat shirt. Right on. Well, we're going to go into a couple songs here. Rancid Womb and Planetary Obliteration. But who is the most outgoing member in this room right now? Who would you say is like the one who's like the wacky?
It's definitely Paul.
Paul? Okay.
This guy does stand up. He does all sorts of stuff.
Here's the deal. Pretend I'm going to turn my microphone off.
And you're going to be the DJ.
Okay.
So I want you to be wacky morning 90s.
Oh, you got it.
And I want you to introduce. You're listening to Reburied. This is KISW. Be as wacky as possible.
Okay.
And just launch us into the songs.
All right there, cats and kittens, you're listening to KISW. This is Paul Richards from Reburied, and you're listening to some songs off of our debut album, Repulsive Nature.
Let's go. Awesome, dude. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.